This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Seymour Ainsborough. May 12th is 2022's Moose Hide Day, a day set aside to activate people against the injustices and violence faced by women in Canada, particularly those who are Indigenous. Here is Sage Lassert, the National Youth Ambassador of the Moose Hide Campaign.
We have 200,000 young people joining us from across Canada this year, and we hope to see that grow every single year. Our goal is to have 10 million pieces of moose hide distributed.
The Moose Hide Campaign was founded on the site of British Columbia's Highway of Tears. The highway has been the location of many missing and Indigenous women. Ms. Lassert and the Chief Executive Officer of the campaign, David Stevenson, were guest speakers at a webinar organized by Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union. The webinar was hosted by Unifor's Indigenous Liaison.
My name is Gina Smoke. I'm the Indigenous Liaison for Unifor. I'm coming to you from Treaty 1 territory and the traditional territory of the Anishinaabe, Cree, Oji-Cree, Dakota, Dene people, and the homeland of the Red River Métis. We want to welcome you to this webinar in partnership with the Moose Hide Campaign. And I would also like to do a land acknowledgement for everybody that's here, because we're covering Canada. So we want to acknowledge that we're on the traditional ancestral territory of the Indigenous peoples and on which we are learning, working, and organizing today. Even if we are in different physical locations, we must recognize the lands that we're on. Now, first off, I want to introduce you to Unifor's National Secretary Treasurer, Lana Payne. Welcome, Lana.
Thank you, Gina, and welcome, everyone, Solidarity. I'm speaking to you today from Toronto, the traditional territory of many nations, including the Mississaugas of the Credit, the Anishinaabek, the Chippewa, the Haudenosaunee. I hope I got that correct. I've been practicing it all day, and the Wendat peoples. Unifor also acknowledges that Toronto is covered by Treaty 13 with the Mississaugas of the Credit. From the day Unifor was founded, our union has been committed to reconciliation and ending violence against women. Each year, Unifor members participate in Indigenous-led campaigns to raise awareness about the horrors of residential schools and work actively to pressure governments and employers for the change that we all know is needed. Our union's work on truth and reconciliation continues to build as we engage with our local unions over what we can all do together to advance reconciliation in our communities and in our workplaces. That's why I'm excited to introduce this webinar, which we hope will be the start of a new long-term partnership with the well-known Moose Hide Campaign. I won't speak too much about the campaign since you'll hear directly from the organizers today. I do want to say, though, that the goals of the campaign closely align with Unifor's objectives, including speaking out against violence against women and actively advancing equality and equity. The Moose Hide Campaign asks men and boys to hold each other accountable and perpetuate a healthier masculinity that prioritizes love and respect. Unifor members can help support the campaign by wearing a moose hide pin this week as the campaign holds a National Day of Action. We're also asking our members to participate in the Day of Ceremony on May 12th, where Moose Hide Campaign organizers are asking supporters to fast for that day. We know that there is an urgent need to start more conversations about our role in ending violence against women. We also know it's about more than conversations. It's about the work we do as trade unionists to fight for and advance equality for all women and girls. As trade unionists, we know that it's our job to find opportunities to have those tough conversations so that women can be safe at home, at work, and everywhere. But it's also our job to use the places where we have influence and power to fight for a better world, including at the collective bargaining table. And I'm going to pass it back to Gina now and to our speakers.
So next, I'm going to introduce you to our two guests, David Stevenson. He's the CEO of the Moose Hide Campaign. David has worked in the Indigenous social wellness for over 25 years, from the Native youth outreach worker in Vancouver's downtown East End to executive positions in government leading reconciliation initiatives. is of Irish, French, and Haudenosaunee ancestry and lives in the side of Pecos Mountain in, Lekwungen-speaking people's territory with his partner and two daughters. And I'd also like to introduce Sage Lacerte, a carrier from the Lake Babi Nation. Sage was instilled with the value of family, community, and culture from a very young age. Her role as Moosehide Campaign's ambassador has been a natural evolution of her family's commitment to ending violence against women and children, coupled with her own experiences as a youth, assisting Indigenous women gain food security and financial independence and safety. Sage has become a tireless advocate for Indigenous women and children all across the country. Welcome, David and Sage. Can you tell us when you started the Moosehide Campaign and what made you get involved, Sage?
Thank you for having us in your circle today. It's a very exciting week for us. We are looking forward to Moosehide Campaign Day this Thursday, May 12th. So why we came to the campaign and why it feels so important to us is really top of mind right now. It's something that we're thinking about a lot, and we're trying to ask others to stand up and speak out with us in the nature of being allies and community members. And I was just reflecting this weekend, it was Mother's Day, and I know that every single person here has at least one mother. Someone gave us life. And I think it's just important to recognize those relatives and those people in our lives. And that's really the spirit of the campaign, is making sure the women and children in our lives, our family members, our community members are safe and that they feel safe. This is something that we've been working on for the past 11 years. And the reason why I come to the campaign and why it's so important to me is because I don't have my own children, but I do have nieces and nephews and cousins. And if you had the chance to spend time with your family this weekend and to just look at your children or the little ones or your relatives and friends and just reflect on how much you care for them, how meaningful they are to you, how much you love them, and how you would like to show up for them, how you would like to show up for yourself. We all have to show up for ourselves every single day. And what better way to do that than by having an active reminder, something that you carry with you, and it reminds you the values and principles of wearing it. It says that you commit not to do harm to others. It says that you commit to a lifelong practice of learning and unlearning. And I'll ask Dave to share a little bit about his experience, especially this week. I feel like this week is really important. And then we have plenty more to share, but that's really what's been on my mind this week, especially since Mother's Day, just thinking about those ones in our life that are really precious. So throughout this conversation, I invite you to bring someone in with you to think about that person. And you can look at a picture of them on your phone. Sometimes that visual reminder is really helpful. But just looking at those people and thinking about them and thinking about the ways that you can show up for them in a really good way as a parent or a family member or a friend, however that looks, as a role model, and to hold them in this circle with us, because that's really what we're here for. Is to strengthen that circle between us and our loved ones and our relatives. But I'll offer some space for Dave to answer that question as well.
Thanks, Sage. And thanks very much, Gina and Lana and the team for inviting us in today. And so again, David Stevenson, I'm calling in from Lekwungen-speaking people's territory, right on the border of Lekwungen-speaking and the Tsimshian-speaking people's territory on Vancouver Island. And right on the side of Pecos Mountain. And yes, I'm French, Irish, and Haudenosaunee. So that's how we say it, Haudenosaunee or Haudenosaunee, depending on who you say it. So often known, people know as Iroquois or Mohawk, like that, but it's the larger confederacy is the Haudenosaunee people. Thanks, everybody who's taking a bit of time out of their day to hear a bit about the Moosehide Campaign. It is a campaign that started along the Highway of Tears in 2011. The Highway of Tears is a highway going across northern BC, Highway 16. It goes basically from Prince George in the middle of British Columbia out to the West Coast. And it's well known, as many of you will know, as a highway where there's been many women who have gone missing or have been found murdered along that highway. And a lot of Indigenous women, as you know, Indigenous women are 12 times more likely to die from violence than the rest of the Canadian population, and 16 times more than Caucasian women in Canada. And so part of the campaign is to really anchor ourselves in understanding that full impact of not only that kind of violence, but also domestic violence and gender-based violence as it finds itself in all aspects of our society. So the campaign did start off with a focus in 2011 when it started. Paul and Raven Lassert started it. They are Sage's sister and dad, and they were all out hunting, and they got every year they go hunting there in their traditional territory, and they got a moose, as they do every year, that they're lucky. Most years they get a moose. And they were inspired to take the hide of that moose and tan it and to cut it up into little squares like this and to hand it out to the men and boys in the communities and say, hey, if you wear this hide, you promise to love, respect, and protect the women and children in your life, as well as to start to learn, understand, and work with other men to come to a full understanding of this issue of violence against women and children. It was focused originally on engaging men and boys because men and boys have to, we have some catching up still to do on this issue and fully understanding the impact of this issue. And also men and boys have often not been involved. It's been women's and women serving organization who've borne the brunt of advocacy and awareness building and responding. And it really is an issue where men are, as we know, just statistically accountable for the lion's share of all of this violence that is completely preventable. And so part of the campaign was to engage men and boys, and also to anchor the campaign in an understanding of the moose hide itself as a medicine, as a for a social illness impacting all Canadians. So as the years went on and we learned more and more, it's 11 years now, and this was before the Me Too movement or the Murdered Missing Indigenous Women's Inquiry or the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. And in those days, there was an understanding in Indigenous communities, but not in Canada, of the full impact of not only residential schools, but, the legacy of those schools as it plays itself out in a general devaluing of Indigenous people, and particularly a devaluing of Indigenous women and children. And we know now through all kinds of precedents, not the least of which, for instance, Indigenous child welfare, where we know that Canada has been, it's been three times now there's been human rights tribunals and commissions and now Supreme Court decisions pointing out that this systematic racism against Indigenous children within the child welfare system. And we see this across so many systems. So this devaluing of Indigenous women and children and how that has played out into a significant impact on the wellness and the safety and the well-being of Indigenous women and children. And part of the work of the campaign is to say, okay, we men and boys need to play a role in understanding that. So as the campaign has grown, we've now reached out to and, really come to understand the full impact of this issue of violence, domestic violence and gender-based violence across all sectors of society, all cultures, all socioeconomic strata, all geographies, all backgrounds. Nobody is exempt from being at risk of domestic violence. And so there needs to be an active effort to raise awareness around this issue and then to do something about it, to take actions and to take concrete actions. And this is a good concrete action that, that Unifor is taking. This is an important moment to stop and reflect on these things. That's why we see the moose hide itself as a medicine for a social illness impacting all Canadians. And so we wear it not as a badge of honor, and we ask you to wear it more as a conversation starter and as a way of breaking the silence around this issue. Gender-based violence requires people to not talk about it for it to thrive. It thrives in the darkness, and it thrives in lack of conversation, a lack of awareness, and a lack of confronting the reality that it's a very pervasive and completely preventable blight on our country right now. And so we're reaching out across all systems, including school systems, government systems, unions, church-based systems, anybody who feels that they both individually and collectively want to take a stand on this and bring it out and make practical, measurable progress on not only awareness, but education and skill building and in the space of how to talk about this, how to mobilize action, how to bring collective will to change this in our country, because it is changeable, it's preventable, and it's changeable. We have a vision of giving away 10 million Moosehide Squares and having a million Canadians fasting together with us on Moosehide Campaign Day. We just were in Winnipeg, Sage and I, just a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago now, I guess, and gifted away our 3 millionth Moosehide pin to His Honor Murray Sinclair, who folks will know led the Truth and Reconciliation Commission of Canada and the crafting and release of the calls to action. And he was a senator. He's a national treasure and the voice of reconciliation in Canada. We see this as a reconciliation initiative because it's anchored in an Indigenous perspective and an Indigenous approach, but it's inviting all Canadians of all genders, anywhere along the gender continuum, our two-spirited brothers and sisters, are all people who feel that they want to make progress on this issue or are impacted by this issue, are invited into this space. And we have a day once a year. This year it's May 12th, called Moosehide Campaign Day, and we invite all Canadians to partake in it. And I'll just give you a little overview of Moosehide Campaign Day and a little bit of the spirit and intent of it. One of the things about Moosehide Campaign Day is that we're inviting people into a day of ceremony. We challenge men and boys, but we invite all Canadians to fast with us for the day, sunrise to sunset, no matter where you are. And that fast can be held or entered in or carried out throughout the day in any way that makes sense to you, that feels that it's aligned for you. We do it as a family. We do no water, no food from sunrise to sunset. You can do it however you take care of yourself. There's actually a fasting guide on our website. So when you register for Moosehide Campaign Day, if you go to our website, you can register right on the front page for Moosehide Campaign Day. You can also order pins there. They're always free. Because they're a medicine, we give them away for free always. And you can go there and order them and we'll ship them to your door no matter where you are. And then we just ask you to wear and share the vision in whatever makes sense to you as a way to do that. So that's about the pin, sorry. And then going back to the day, when you register, you'll get access to a website called our microsite or event website. And on that event website, there will be a map. And on that map will be some all kinds of instructions and videos. We have videos of elders who will share a bit about fasting. We also have a daybreak ceremony that we do. And we've recorded one this year that you can go and when the sun hits your area, say you're in Winnipeg, you can get up at sunrise if you're called to and go watch that daybreak ceremony. And that daybreak ceremony is a way of starting your day. We have, and then at the nighttime, we'll have a fast breaking ceremony as well. There'll also be a pre-recorded fast breaking ceremony. So the sun goes down earlier where you are, then you can watch the fast breaking ceremony. There's also a plenary during the day. So what the day looks like is there's the daybreak ceremony, fast breaking ceremony at the night, but between those two, at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time, so 2 hours difference in Winnipeg, for instance, and 3 hours in Ottawa, I believe, and I hope I'm getting my time zones right, but 8:30 our time, and you'll see it on the website that the agenda and the timing is all there. We start, we do it at about an hour and 45 minutes, and this year we have the Governor General of Canada, Mary Simons, the first Indigenous Governor General, as well as Murray Sinclair, His Honor Murray Sinclair, saying some words. We start that process off by calling witnesses. So we're on the West Coast here. When we do ceremony, the traditional way to approach that ceremony is to call witnesses. And so the witnesses will be called and they will watch the day. And then at the end of the day, at the fast breaking ceremony, which is in the evening, they'll be asked to say some words about what they saw for the day. We have a witness from the east, one from the north, one from the south, and one from the west coast here. And they'll all watch the day and then say some words. So we'll start off the day with witness calling. We'll have the Governor General and Marie Sinclair, Paul and Raven and Sage will be saying some words, as will a couple of other people, and just share a bit about the day and the work that we're doing and the sort of spirit and intent of the Moosehide campaign. And then we'll have a short break, and then we'll have workshops. There's about 6 to 8 workshops. So the workshops are about an hour and a half. They're live. Which is part of the intent of the day, because it is, we're trying to hold it in ceremony and hold it as being, in the moment. So they're live, they're interactive. Most of them are with traditional knowledge keepers or elders who are willing to share about reconciliation or share about the traditional roles of men and boys, or share about healthy living, things that would help build our collective capacity to understand and address this issue and build some skills on a very tough issue to talk about. And one that people, we haven't been supported over the years to really understand this issue and how to respond to it. So part of the campaign and part of the work that we're trying to support is some skill building, some capacity building collectively to be able to talk about this issue. And then after the workshops, there's a little bit of a break. We do a live, we do the only in-person part of the day for us is a walk called Walk to End Violence, which happens between around over the noon hour here. And that'll be live streamed and you can see that too. So the rest of the day is open until the evening when we do the fast breaking ceremony, which will be live and as well as pre-recorded if you want to watch it beforehand. And we'll also have a live one here. So it's got a fair bit of, and there's lots to learn about the campaign and about this issue. You can go to our website. You can order pins there and you can, look at all the, there's lots of information about how to fast and how to be in the ceremony and lots of information about the issue and the campaign. So that's why we offer the Moosehides always for free, is that please wear them in a way that helps you understand and helps you grow an understanding in your networks, in your communities, in your families, in your organizations about the simple fact that there is an exceptional amount of violence in this country that doesn't need to happen. And it can, and it requires us to bring it out of the darkness, to talk about it, to take some action, and to learn and grow together and create a country and, organizations and cultures and communities and ultimately a country where this is not something that is inevitable, where this is not something that is not just not acceptable, but actually not inevitable, that we don't have to live with this and it can change, but it takes a collective effort.
Sage?
This is really, really important work. And it's something that I learn about every day from my sister and from Dave and from my dad. I think it takes every single one of us to create the shift and the pivot in behavior that we're looking for. And it's so meaningful when folks show up in there every day and make these commitments and affirmations.
For more information about the Moosehide Campaign, visit moosehidecampaign.ca.